Your workout today is out of the saddle. We have 3 rounds for time on 0. We do 30 burpee bar touch and 30 cal bike. On 8, we do 2 rounds of 15 burpee bar touch, 15 cal bike. And on 12, we do 3 rounds of 10 burpee bar touch and 10 cal bike. The caveat to today's session is on the bike, we have the damper at 10 or 8. And as the name suggests, we remain out of the saddle, standing on the bike the whole time. This is a horrible little workout, isn't it?
Horror show.
Horror show. These combinations where it's like a big chunk of work and then the same amount of work but split up and then the same amount of work but split up more always lure you into this like false sense of security, don't they?
It does look nicer as it
goes. Yeah, nicer as it goes. You're like, oh, 10 out of 10.
Thank God.
And it probably will feel that way to an extent, but if we look at the purpose of the workout, which you'll explain there in a second, it mightn't feel that way much at all. So very generally here, what are we working on today?
Well, I think it just enables the awfulness.
Yeah.
That's what it does, right? Because if we just went 3 rounds of the 30 and 30, you'll probably just get slower, whereas this is going to keep it fast.
Yeah.
And the fast is where the awful comes from.
Correct.
So purpose of the workout.
Yeah. What are we working on?
Yeah, so we got these 4-minute caps on each section, and we expect it to be pretty much filled. Like, not many people are going to go sub 3 here. No. It's going to be pretty much 4 minutes of work or getting capped. And it's designed to get us really fit for 4 minutes of almost max intensity, which is that zone where we're, you know, we're in pain 30 seconds in, and we just have to endure then the rest of it while keeping our work rate high. We have to keep talking ourselves into working.
Yeah.
I kind of think of it like we watched rugby at the weekend, and like a really intense passage of play before the ball goes out, where, you know, a player has to tackle, chase back, get the ball, go attack. And it's like that really intense, I have to be, it doesn't matter how tired I get, I just have to go. Yeah. So this is building that capacity to, when we feel all that fatigue coming in, that we say, yeah, but can I mentally push through to keep my work rate high?
Beautiful. It always reminds me of, remember like the days of tennis where Nadal and Federer were playing each other, and it's just those relentless rallies of like, oh my goodness, I can't believe how long that went for. And it was only like maybe 3 minutes of work tops, but you see like they win 1 point and the relief on one of their faces and the distraught on the other one is like, oh, you had to kill yourself for that 1 point. But it's such a big psychological victory and everything that comes along with that. And it's that type of same thing today, is like if you go get after it in the first round, it's like you're already up, whereas if we let ourselves slip immediately from the get-go here, life will just get so much harder as we go on.
For sure. And I think that other component you just talked about, that point, the big long rally, the key here is that you have to get recovered and do it again, and then you have to recover and do it again. And what we're working on here as well is, if you get really good at these type of intervals, your recovery time gets lower and lower. You can recover really quickly from these things. So we've got the 4 minutes off today, which we're going to really need if we're going to keep the intensity high. But it means when we go out into the world and we try and do something at max intensity, it means we can go and do it again and go and do it again pretty soon after.
Yeah. How do we do this right today?
Yeah, okay, great shout. How do we do it right? Because it seems so simple. You just do the burpees, just do the bike. And that is simple. But if you start too slow, the cap is out of reach then. And if the cap is out of reach, it's hard for us to stay bought into chasing something. So I think you got to start fast to give yourself a chance. I think those burpees, you got to stay smooth at the start.
That's the real challenge here, isn't it? It's like, because we have this idea of fast burpees or smooth burpees. And the smooth burpees are really slow burpees. And we can't really afford to do, you can't do the max effort.
Yeah, like frantic.
Yeah, you can't do 20, you can't do like 25 a minute. But we can't also be, I'm going to be tactical and do 14 every minute and every 3.5 seconds. Like that doesn't work either. So how do we find that middle ground of being fast and not completely ruining our day?
Well, I think you've described the challenge there perfectly. Like, that is the problem. Can we be smooth while also not losing too much speed? If we knock 10% off our max speed and then ask for max smoothness, that's what we're aiming for. So it's like, the way I like to think about it is, get my hands on the bar and then straight on the floor, and then get my hands on the bar and straight on the floor. it means that there's no interruption in the movement and it stays as smooth as possible. But there's a sense of urgency of getting to both. Mm-hmm. And I almost have to focus on something external to ignore the feelings internally. Because if we're really focused on how we're feeling internally, we probably will slow down. So get your attention out of your body on something else. You can, you know, suffer afterwards. Get those burpees done as soon as you can. And then the bike, you will like, you'll do whatever you can. Now, I think, like, you programmed this. And
thanks for throwing me under the bus there.
And we had the bike element of saying, yeah, high damper. And then let's get rid of the seat as well. Like, let's get up off the seat and into the legs. We tested this. It actually feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like your powerful.
Calls for air go way up, yeah.
Yeah, because you've got a lot of resistance and then you're also using your body weight. I mean, the problem is that it's difficult to sustain that for very long. But yeah, you'll feel lots of power and you'll see the calories racking up fast. And that's what you want. You want to have a buzzer beater. You're looking at the clock, you're thinking, I need to get these done. And you just have to bite down and try and see, can you get through the work? So the sprint finish at the end is where a lot of the benefit is. But you need to put yourself in a hole to get there, if that makes sense.